One of the most frustrating things about modern entertainment is how everything feels like it's been done before. Because honestly, it probably has been. We're living in the age of adaptations, where original ideas seem to take a backseat to remakes, reboots, and rehashes of stories we already know. It's kind of crazy when you think about it. Look at any major release schedule from the past few years. Superhero movies based on comics from decades ago, live-action remakes of animated classics, TV shows expanding on movie universes that were already expanded from books. It's like this endless cycle of recycled content that's actually reshaping how we consume stories. I mean, don't get me wrong, some adaptations are actually pretty great, but there's something happening here that's worth talking about. Something that goes beyond just, oh, Hollywood ran out of ideas, because the truth is way more complicated than that. The entertainment industry has always been about making money, obviously, but the stakes are so much higher now. When a studio pours like $200 million into a project, they want some kind of guarantee it'll perform. And what's safer than content with built-in audiences? Think about it. If you're a studio exec, are you going to green light some wild new concept that might flop? Or are you going to approve Fast and Furious 23? Even faster, even more furious. The economics here are honestly pretty simple. Adaptations are just safer bets. And this risk aversion is creating this weird feedback loop. Studios only want proven properties, so creators with original ideas struggle to get funding, which means fewer original things get made, which means audiences get used to adaptations, which reinforces the studio's belief that only adaptations will make money. Another big piece of this adaptation puzzle is nostalgia. It's not just that studios are adapting content. They're specifically targeting things that tap into our emotional connections to the past. Nostalgia is like this emotional shortcut. Instead of earning your investment in new characters and worlds, they can just rely on feelings you already have. It's kind of brilliant from a business perspective, but it's also, well, a bit lazy. What's wild is how calculated this all is. Studios literally map out generational nostalgia cycles. Like they know exactly when millennials will start getting nostalgic for their childhood stuff, and they time releases accordingly. It's not an accident that we're seeing all these 90s reboots right now. Maybe the most concerning part of the adaptation age is how it's reshaping storytelling itself. Everything has to be a franchise now. Everything needs sequel potential. Everything needs to build a universe. When everything becomes a potential franchise, it changes how stories get told. Endings aren't really endings anymore. They're setups for the next installment. Characters can't truly change or grow too much because they need to be available for six more movies. Conflicts can't be fully resolved because, well, what would the sequel be about? I was watching this great older movie the other day, and the thing that struck me was how complete it felt. The story had a beginning, middle, and end. Characters went through actual transformative arcs, and when it was over, it was actually over. That feels increasingly rare these days. Probably the most subtle but serious consequence of the adaptation age is what it's doing to our cultural landscape. When everything is based on something else, our cultural references start to fold in on themselves in this weird recursive loop. We're getting movies based on games, based on movies, based on books, based on myths. It's like this endless cycle of referentiality where nothing feels truly new anymore, and it's happening globally too. Big studios are so focused on international appeal that they're sanding down anything culturally specific or challenging. Scripts get rewritten to appeal to different markets, controversial elements get removed, and we end up with these weirdly bland cultural products that don't really feel like they came from anywhere specific. Streaming platforms are maybe even worse about this. They have all this viewer data telling them exactly what people already watch, so naturally they make more of that exact same thing. The recommendation algorithms are literally designed to show you slightly different versions of stuff you've already consumed. It's like this weird machine learning approach to creativity, where nothing truly original ever bubbles up. And honestly, it's changing how we watch things too. How many times have you found yourself scrolling endlessly through options, only to settle on something familiar because it's just easier? What stories aren't getting told because of this adaptation obsession? What new worlds aren't being created? For every remake or reboot or adaptation, there's an original script that didn't get greenlit. And sure, some adaptations are genuinely amazing. Some remakes actually improve on the original. But the balance feels way off right now. It feels like we're stuck in this loop of cultural recycling where truly new ideas can't break through. Creativity isn't just about making stuff up. It's about seeing the world in new ways. It's about challenging assumptions and exploring possibilities. And when everything becomes about mining the past for content, we lose something important. So next time you're deciding what to watch or play or read, maybe consider seeking out something completely new, something original, something that takes a risk, because that's the only way we're going to break out of this cycle. Or, you know, you could just watch another superhero movie, no judgment.